So the context of a life in step with God is given us. And take your Bibles. I want you to look with me at chapter 6, because no verse is out of context. It's not properly interpreted out of context. It's only properly interpreted in context. So what is this prayer surrounded by? Well, I don't want to go back or we'll never get done. Just look from chapter 6, verse 14 onward, okay? We just looked at verse 11. What does verse 14 says? Well, right after the Lord's Prayer, he starts talking about, and these are just the paragraphs. This is the first verse of each paragraph in the text, okay? 6:14. So we're in Matthew 6. And what's the first topic after the Lord's Prayer? Oh, forgive men. Look at verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, wow, where'd that come from? Did you ever notice how often Jesus links prayer and what? This kind cometh not but by prayer and what? Oh, fasting. Now, you want to do something unsettling? When's the last time we fasted? Not because we're having a blood test. Not because it's our son or daughter's wedding and you've got to fit in that dress, you know. Not because, you know, our cholesterol's high. When's the last time we practiced what Jesus said is the way that some things in his kingdom will only happen by prayer and fasting? Isn't that interesting that right after the Lord's Prayer, he's starting to bring that up? And it's all the way through, by the way. And then look at what else. Whoa. Did you know this is some of the most uncomfortable real estate in the New Testament? Most of us say, we're not even sure what it means. Forgive everybody so the Father will forgive us. Fast, but nobody knows about it. Don't lay up treasures on earth for yourselves. That's the key. You can have $50 billion as long as you say, it's not for my comfort, convenience, and security. It's for your kingdom. And I want to use it that way because I'm going to give an account to you for what you give me in life. So, hey, we're only at verse 19. Keep reading. Look at verse 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. So you can really tell by what a person allows in through the eyes, what is really going on in the life. And you can see a reflection back through the eyes. If there's a lot of grieving of the Holy Spirit, the light, the reflection of God diminishes because the lamp of the body is the eye. And no one can serve two masters, the Lord says. These are just paragraph headings. Verse 25, therefore, look at this. Do not worry. Do not be consumed with your security, with your comfort, with having enough loaded up so you never have to, you know, build bigger barns so that you never have to worry about what you will eat and what you will drink and your body, what you will put on it. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Boy, is he unsettling. And then look at verse 28. There's that word again. Don't worry about your clothing. Consider the lilies of the field. Therefore, I mean, whoa, he's getting really repetitive. And there's worry again. But seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first the Lord's provision. Seek first dependence on God, God ruling in the life. Okay, so there you go. We could say that chapter 6 is about praying, fasting, investing in heaven, and not worrying. And that's nice. And those are great truths. And we could just walk away and say, whoa, the middle section of the Lord's Prayer, give us this day our daily bread, means I can bring little things to God. I can bring insignificant things. I can bring my personal needs. And it means I have to be dependent on him. I'm not sure about helping others. That's kind of a novel thought. But I do get that. And we could go home and it's 10:08. But the problem is that connection that Jesus made between these two words. And you can't really understand the Lord's Prayer unless you consider fasting. Would you like to revitalize your spiritual life? You ever feel kind of like you're chugging along, you know, you need a carburetor adjustment? Would you like to heighten your awareness of God? Sometimes it seems like he's really far away and you don't really know him very well. Would you like to experience God in such a deep and intimate way that you find yourself absolutely satisfied and contented and in the way that God's word calls perfect peace? Wow. Did you know Christ's words in Mark 2 are the vital key to fasting today? Jesus said our lives are to be characterized by this self-denial that causes us to be drawn more to God than to our hobbies and our television and our appetites and our food and our wealth and our riches and our agendas and everything else. Because we fast because we're so longing for the one that we're going to marry to come and pick us up and take us home.